So I'm here with the amazing Barbara Foster Rentz. Amazing woman who has written a most amazing book, but she'll tell you more about that later. But first of all, Barbara, how are you? And tell me, how did you get to be in Coranda?
Great. Thank you, Peter. Let me see. Hubby retired from CSIRO. We used to come up here once every year around this time for holiday because it's warmer. We lived in Canberra. It's too cold. So we would come up here once a year, spend a week, and the promise was, on retirement, we are relocating.
And when did you come to Coranda?
It would be somewhere around 2000.
Right. Now, Barbara, you have done something very special. What have you done?
I don't know, Peter. What have I done?
It's a book, Barbara. A magnificent book.
I have written a book about a young girl, age 14, and her pet companion, long neck turtle, Rodney J. Honeycutt.
And what happens?
Well, it tells the story of how these two met and the time that it took for them to bond, their bond as we would call it love between the two of them today, and the many adventures they experienced together in the time they developed that love.
Now, tell me about the people that have stimulated or made you pursue this. Elder Brim and Professor Kon Slobodchikov.
Professor Kon Slobodchikov is an animal behaviorist out of the United States. Heard about Rodney. I have met him once, I don't remember him, years ago. And contacted me and said, I don't care how you do it, you have to write about that turtle. So I said to him, I notice everybody's writing, all these stars they're writing. How about a children's picture book? And he said, brilliant idea, because I am right. All of my observations, even though they've been there since 1981, are in the science world considered anecdotal.
Oh.
Yes. But it's interesting because on doing the research and the prep for this book, we have found that the scientists are beginning to come around and are listening and are discovering for themselves, yes, turtles make sounds. They're not deaf as a post. They are social, and they recognize.
Barbara, why have you done this?
Because that was the only way to get Professor off my back.
I know the feeling, yes. Well, and tell me again about another influence, which is Elder Willie Brim, whom we all know and love in Coranda, who's quite prolific, and I couldn't think of a better team for what you're doing.
Well, there's only one problem with that.
What's that?
The man won't meet me. I have never met him.
Oh, right. So he's what's the word? I can't think of the word, but yes, we find that same thing with Willie. I've been trying to line up an interview for about 4 months, but I think that's Willie's persona.
Okay. Well, Willie was wonderful to me. I had accosted many other people in the community and asked First Nations, please help me contribute to this because I think the cultures and turtles is important. The turtle is her totem. She didn't pick it. The turtle picked her. And so please help me by just telling me in generalities about how indigenous people relate to turtles. And they all said, you've got to talk to an elder. We are not allowed to talk to you. And a lady friend of mine, her family, she's no longer with us, but her family said, you need to talk to Willie Brim. Here's the phone number. He's an elder. And you're going to have to ring him consistently, regularly before you'll get action.
Yes.
He wrote that page. He sent it to me.
Now, that is amazing because I'm looking at it now and it's all in Jabbergai language and I find that quite powerful.
Okay, well, let me highlight that. He wrote the English version, which is printed in the book.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never expected this book to do anything but go back into my closet with my photo albums. I ran out of copies. I had to push reprint, didn't I? And my mind said, light bulb moment. Can you get Willie to do it in language? Oh. Willie said, no, I can't do it in language. I can speak it. I can't write it. I went to a breakfast. And here is the wonderful Lillian Bowen, who I've never heard of.
Yes.
And they introduced her and said she was a teacher of language in Hopevale at the primary and high school. That was waving a red flag to the foster bull because I went straight to her, embraced her and said, please, whatever you do, don't send me away. Please listen to what I have to say. And she wrote it.
That's beautiful. And I see you've got a reference to Mr. Ernie Brim. He's quite the legendary elder.
Yes. And wow. Elder Brim gave permission for that to be written in language because he said, I speak it, I can't write it. I do not know why you cannot get someone to interpret it. I've sent you to other people, but it doesn't matter. If she's willing to do it, you go there and you send me the paperwork once it's done.
Excellent. Now, tell me, okay, a couple of interesting, I love Rodney, I love turtles, and I love the way in the book it's Rodney's point of view. It's Rodney as the storyteller. A turtle is a storyteller. That's revolutionary, isn't it?
But it's a kid's book. It's a kid's book. And I figure if I were a child, I would love him. And as it is, I sit there during the evening when we spend time together, and I'm rabbiting on to him. Sense or nonsensical, that's what I'm doing. And he seems to just sit and look at me as if to say, well, I don't understand human, but I understand this human. And he wraps his little neck around my neck. And we could be there for the next 1, 2, 3 hours or just fall asleep and wake up in the morning and we're still there.
That's beautiful. Now, tell me, Barbara, who does this book appeal to? Do you have a target audience?
I certainly do. From the parent, nurturing, bonding with the baby, all the way up to age 14, where you can read it yourself. Or if you have siblings, like in my family, after a certain time, it was not the parents' job to tell you the bedtime story. It was the sibling. So this week, your brother might tell you. Next week, if you're old enough, you might read that book. So from the parent to the 14-year-old.
Wow. Now, what about the future?
What about the future? I'm trying to have a holiday.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Yes.
Where do you see the book going and being distributed?
The schools want it. The library want it. There are organizations in the United States that deal with underprivileged children and family. They have contacted me and they want it. My sensei, my Japanese teacher, wants it in Japan. So I don't know where this book will go. I believe this book has been somehow written through me, put in my hand, but the moment I hold the book up, it walks out of my hand and into others. So who knows?
Can I read a little bit?
Please.
I have loved Rodney since the first time I saw him. my family's friend came to see us on this day. Looking down at me sitting on the couch, he said, "We have to return to Texas. He will need a new home. Here, you take him." And he left. This was the beginning of our adventures together, Rodney and me. Now that's a special sort of gift, isn't it?
I thought it was a beautiful gift. I was shocked when I saw this turtle sitting on my lap, and I'm sure that turtle was just as shocked being placed on my lap, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do with a turtle? I know nothing about turtles. And I was told, don't worry about it. You know, we're all a part of CSIRO, and we will teach you about turtles. But from the moment I saw him, and even today, I feel his love every time I see him. I get up in the mornings, and I always greet him. I go to bed at night, or rather, he goes before me, and I always greet him again. When I come in the front door, he comes running towards me, much like a person who has a pet dog or a cat. The dog or cat would come to the door and greet you, or the bird, if it speaks or chirps, would call out as your car's coming into the car park.
And you've got a turtle that runs to you.
I got a turtle that, wherever he is in the house, comes straight to me. If the front arm goes up, that means slide your hand down on the floor so I can climb on. He climbs on, and the picture that you see on the cover, you bring your arm, your hand up to your face, and that's what happens.
Wow.
He gives you a kiss.
I've got to say, Barbara, your interviewing technique, responses, and timing is superb. I have one more question.
Okay.
What's your dream?
Now, that's an interesting question. I had not thought of a dream. I'm happy with my life. I feel that I have been blessed. All my kids, my husband, my turtles, my bird, they're all for me the air that I breathe. Khan Slobodchikov wants another book. He wants a book on Rodney's girlfriend. He wants a book on the other animals that live and forage through our front and backyard. I don't know. I think life has just said, you will do this now. I have accommodated that. Where I go to from there is anybody's guess, but Thea's book is already a third of the way completed.
Wow, Barbara, that is amazing. I always like to reflect on the beauty of creation. I always like to acknowledge consciousness, and I stand in awe of the power of the sun, the adoration of the sun. And here it is all manifest now, you and I having a chat about your love with a turtle, and I can't thank you enough, and I look forward to a further interview with you, Barbara Foster Rents, and good luck.
Peter, thank you for interviewing me and giving me the opportunity to share my sunshine with you and your listeners. And I hope to see you again in the future. Have a great Christmas. Tell everyone that they can get my book.
Yes, go on.
In the City at Making Whoopee. They can get it at Cannes Books at Cannes Central. If they're on the table, if they're in Caranda, they can get it at Terra Nova. York has it.
Yes.
They can get it on the Tablelands at Atherton Books, or they can get it at Azalea House Studio, or the website, www.rodneyandme.com. And if any other retailers out there want to stock my book, please send me a message on my website. I'm happy to bring it in to you. It's Christmas. Rodney wants to meet everybody.
Lovely, Barbara. Well, look, thanks again. And, of course, you're listening to Gecko FM, Coranda. And coming up now, we've got a song to knock your socks off. Woo! Thanks, Barb.
Thank you.